Distinguished Executive Secretary of the ECE, distinguished Mayor of Geneva, such a pleasure to see you here. And of course, my friend Jean Todt, the UN Secretary General Special Representative on Road Safety, all you distinguished participants, especially the mayors, the deputy mayors, the representatives of local government who are here. It's a special privilege for me to be able to talk to you today. And in the years of multilateralism that I've been around, one of the more intelligent shifts that have taken place is the engagement of local authorities and mayors and deputy mayors in the way that we have you today in implementing and formalizing the UN's plans and agendas and your robust engagement in the implementation of these agendas. I think that's one of the most intelligent shifts that has taken place. We've seen the statistics presented by the Executive Secretary of ECE and by Jean Todt of the impact you have on the lives of citizens. You make much more of an impact, especially with growing urbanization, and will continue to make that impact in the years to come. So what you say and what you do will affect our lives in much more significant ways than any other official or authority than I can think of. So your engagement is truly important. In the minutes before me, I want to talk really about three things. The first thing I want to talk about is that are the SDGs, their goal, target, indicator structure, are they a useful tool for implementation at the city level? And what is it that will make them special in the implementation of the SDGs? Just the way in which your engagement in the conceptualization of the SDGs was important. How do you convert these SDGs, the goals and targets and indicators, into something meaningful at the level of the city? The second is that the principles we defined when we had the 2030 agenda, how are those principles to be furthered in the context of the city? And the third thing I want to talk about is how do we encourage this mindset change, which is so essential in cities also? And what are the training and capacity building needs? Training and capacity building at the conceptual level, because after all, you have the same lot of officials and actors, and you want to do them to do things differently. What will it take for them to do things differently? What are the new conceptual understandings that they need to follow? And what are the technical trainings that are necessary? The mayor of Geneva talked very eloquently about the role of technology in delivering public services in the city. But how do you convert that? You have a stock of people who are running your cities. How do you convert this need, say, of technology transformations into the way in which they work? So these are the three broad things I want to talk about. First, I want to say and remind everyone that there are three dimensions, of course, of sustainability. There is the economic dimension, the social and the environmental dimension. But in the context of the city, it takes very special forms. In the context of the city, economic dynamism means the availability of decent work and all that it takes for urban infrastructure to foster a productive environment, including things like low congestion, low crime, low pollution, and an effective judicial system. So all these are part of the forces which allow for economic dynamism, for social inclusion, for different incomes, for ethnicities, for religions, and migratory status of the people who live in cities. How do you create that atmosphere of trust and mobility, which is very important for the sustainability of a city? And finally, of course, environmental sustainability, which is the prism we often judge cities, which is through greater resilience in the face of what we are going to see and what we are seeing in our world with a very unpredictable environmental impacts, right through slow onset events like climate change and to the intensity of the impacts of climate change in so many ways in the cities, and of course reduction in the ecological footprint of the cities. So when we look at the sustainability of our cities, we have to see it from all these simultaneously coexisting: economic dynamism, social inclusion, and environmental impacts, their reduction, and the greater resilience of cities. First, on the issue of SDGs, and do they serve as a good template for city planning and for city modeling? And I've looked at this very closely, and I feel, yes, that the SDGs and the goals, targets, and indicators enshrined in the SDGs are a very, very useful roadmap to be customized, to be adapted and adjusted and used appropriately by cities. Now, it's not the same template which will apply to cities. Cities have their own topography, for example, their own inner dynamics, their own proximity to, say, the ocean or the seas or to rivers or to various other environmental threats that can come their way. So each city will have to adapt the SDGs, the goals, the indicators, to ways which make sense in their particular context. I live 25 years in New York City, so I know that city well, and I know for a fact that what they are doing with the development of robust indicators on many of these SDGs is very interesting. And there's nothing that gives you a better impression of how the city is doing than to look at many green lights and a very few amber and red lights when you look at how the city is doing on progressing towards the goals and targets and indicators which are established in the city. But what I think is that the establishment of these goals, targets, and indicators in the city should be the result of partnerships and dialogue between the stakeholders in the city. It shouldn't be a top-down model which comes from the heads of some brilliant people who work in the city administration, but it should be part of a collective process where the stakeholders in the city define these goals, targets, and indicators as the most relevant framework for seeing, are we moving towards greater economic dynamism? Are we moving towards greater social inclusion? And are we moving to greater environmental sustainability in the cities? This is the localization that I wanted to mention, that this localization is very important. Otherwise, you may tend to be dismissive of something which has been established at the global level, which obviously, when you try and summarize something at a global level to be relevant to everyone, it loses some of the granularity that you need in defining these issues at the level of the city. So I think it's very important to convert these broad directives into something which is relevant and which is important for your special city. And each city is very special in this regard. In my view, of course, I think the issues of urban mobility and congestion, the issues of the provision of urban services, of affordable housing and infrastructure for inhabitants, and quality of life must be appropriately included in whatever goal, target, indicator structure that you develop. My friend Jean Todd has talked very eloquently about looking at issues of road accidents, injuries, and deaths. How do you feed that and build that into your city structure, into your goal, target, indicator structure, is also going to be very important. So develop this with your city specificity in mind. The second thing I wanted to talk about is the importance of partnerships and the importance of all of city approaches. Now, we, of course, often complain that central governments are in silos with different ministries and so on. We complain of how academia is in silos. We complain about how often the business sector also is in various silos. But to be honest, and when we look at local administration and our own municipalities and the systems of administration, municipalities are also subject to those same silos, where different departments of the city are not necessarily talking and approaching things in an integrated way. Now, that was one of the principles enshrined in the SDG agenda, and I hope that as mayors and as heads of local government, you look at these issues. The issue of bringing departments of your government together will be as important in an endeavor as it is for those distant central governments and so on, and academia and the business sector, where these silos are all pervasive and they are actually an enemy of integrated approaches which you need in defining our new sustainable cities. So that's going to be a very important part of the future, of the way in which you engage different actors in a city. And the second, of course, is on the whole issue of partnerships in a city. I was most impressed in Japan by cities like Kawasaki and by Nagoya, who made a transition from a very environmentally polluted cities to very sustainable, energized, work-generating, dynamic cities in, say, the post-1995 period. And when you look at the reasons for the transformation in Toyota City, Nagoya, or Kawasaki, I think the major reasons have been their partnerships that they've been able to forge between, in these cases, between the automobile industry, between the city governments, and between academia. So these partnerships that they forged, and they came to collective decisions and implemented them, which meant a dramatic transformation in the ratings of these cities on sustainability. So partnerships and breaking the silos of city administration to work for integrated approaches to reach the goals and targets and indicators that you establish through a collective process of engaging stakeholders at the city level is probably the way to go. Now I come to the third part of what I wanted to say. I am from a training institute, and we believe that capacity building starts with public awareness and with the knowledge that flows from that awareness. Until you have both the awareness and the technical training required for change, you won't be able to bring around that change that you want to see in all these issues. How do you break the momentum of the past and enter a new era where you look at things differently? That's the real challenge. And the importance of technology, the importance of capacity building, is very there in your face. Until cities can manage to make their transformations in building capacity, I don't think we'll be able to get to these goals, targets, and indicators that we want to establish. There are a lot of applications of technologies. In UNITAR, that's the organization I am, we have this critical mass of people who work on satellite image applications and satellite and aerial technology, including the application of drones and satellite imagery, and how much that means for various aspects of city planning, urban planning, watershed management, and everything else that is associated with sustainable cities. So I think cities should have parts of their people who are working there adept in utilizing satellite imagery and drone imagery for a better handling of the problems of the city, the use of technology, the use of mobile telephony to be able to crowdsource an understanding of problems and to apply those in finding solutions, democratic solutions for the city, are also very important. So there are a lot of applications of technology in the capacity building in the cities, but there are these attitudinal shifts which you need to take, especially with stigma associated with many things, including things like migration and migratory people in the cities. There are a lot of stigma and other things associated with that on the integration issues around migration. So all these require a concerted effort at making approaches by partnership with between mayors of different countries, by having fora where mayors can discuss this amongst each other to see how these very deeply entrenched social things can be changed through a more systematic approach at learning and training at the city level. So let me stop there because I've spoken for far too long, but I think these three things, in my mind, are the most important if we have to convert the SDGs into a living reality in the lives of the citizens of our cities. We have to have it in an integrated way. We have to engage all the stakeholders in reaching our targets and goals and indicators. We have to customize and localize our goals, targets, and indicators at the city level. And then we have to put a lot of emphasis on training, on capacity building, and attitudinal shifts to make our people realize why things have to be done differently. Thank you very much.